Okay, I would like to call to order the Canaryville Planning and Zoning Meeting for March 7th, 2024. Thank you all for coming. And if we could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. The first thing we're going to do is open the public hearing on the zoning change from RR half acre and RR 2 acre to RA 5+ acres. So now's the chance for anybody who would like to comment or ask questions about the zone change. Yeah.
How many acres is each one, and how many residents can they put on?
It would be 5 acre lots. So it's a single family.
Just one single family on the 5 acres then?
Yeah.
If there's 10, can they put 2?
Yeah, one per 5.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did it also bring it back to agricultural instead of like you could, like a small farm or a ranch, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's what we're thinking people would do. So, any other questions? Yes, yeah, sir. If you could let Heidi have your name too.
Earl Prestwich. I realize you're not deciding how the grounds would be divided this time, but I just encourage the Planning and Zoning Committee to consider the fact that keeping that water as close to town as you can is going to help with your wells. It's also going to help with keeping diluting the nitrites that you have in the ground right now, and the current ones that you're putting in there from all the homes. So just being aware of those ditches that are running down through the Green Canyon water, which is a real benefit to this town. We're fortunate to have this water, having it year round. And I realize the cows create pollution too, but keeping that water as close to town as we can and keeping those ditches open is an important thing. And I realize you're not doing anything with them tonight, but you'll probably be here when they will be, and you may want to be aware of that situation. And make sure those two ditches and pipelines. There's a pipeline runs down through there as well that I think Mr. Ulrich probably gets water out of. And to protect those for the farmers who have been here using that property to get water across it to other pieces of property. And I may not be here. Most of you are a whole lot younger than I am, like that. Yeah. So you. Hopefully you can watch out for those ditches, and it's hard to clean those pipelines up. The pipelines running underneath the town are half through the Highway 91 there on the north end of town are half full. And we're trying to get them cleaned out, and it's not easy to get all that gravel in there. So the ditches are important because they're a whole lot easier to clean and to haul the gravel and dirt away if you need to, rather than trying to figure out how to get it out of those pipelines. So just bringing that to your attention.
So I appreciate it.
Hopefully you pass on your jobs to somebody else if you're not doing it when they actually buy this property. But those two ditches are important to this town. Very important to this town.
Absolutely.
And that canyon water. And that's a project longer than you want. Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming. So, okay. And anybody else have any comments about the open hearing? Okay, then I need a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing on the zoning change.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and then we are going to vote on the proposed zoning change. So all those in favor of passing, do we need to do a roll call?
Yeah, okay. Well, you don't need a roll call, but someone can make a motion.
Oh, okay, so I need someone to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we vote on the proposed zoning change.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Bang your gavel.
Oh, do you want me to bang the gavel?
I do.
Okay, there you go. Okay, and now we need approval of the February 1st, 2024 planning and zoning minutes.
Well, I just read them a little while ago. I'll make a motion that we approve those. We approve those minutes from.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and then next up we have Betty Gold for a one-time lot split at 20 North Main.
I'm going to just go ahead and let you see the map here. I did have Chris come out and verify the stakes where they are. This is what we're splitting here. I guess I can just do this. This is easier. Okay. So actually what's being split is this piece, is this piece,
mm-hmm.
And these are where the stakes exist, where he put them,
mm-hmm.
And I guess I had Brent Carter do this,
mm-hmm.
And I had Chris come out and verify that in fact mm-hmm. it is what it is.
Okay, so. And what's the distance here?
5 feet?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, yeah, okay.
So, should meet all the...
So, okay.
So I'm just requesting that we move forward on the lot split.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
What size is the small piece?
Point.
What is that?
4.6.
Oh, okay.
6, yeah.
Within spec?
Yes.
It is
within spec.
Okay, so. If nobody has any questions for Betty, then
questions.
We need a motion to pass her on to the town council.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that we pass it on to the town council.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Appreciate it very much.
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Any announcements?
Just the town board will be having a public hearing on the zoning change next week at 6:30.
Okay. Anybody else? Any announcements? Okay, then I guess we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Adjourned. Okay.
Wow.
Gosh.
All right.
All right. Thanks for coming.
No, we've gone much quicker.
That's a long one, yeah. 3 minutes is our record.
What was it, 2 minutes?
Three.
Yeah, gotta be the
yeah, you put the public hearing in the mix, that probably is a record.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Good night.
Question.